Hillary Clinton have some sort of brain damage going on? Karl Rove helping the Republican cause, not. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So this may be the most cockamamie story of all, and I sort of understand the reason for it. It's called, let's discredit, let's get the word out, let's have people think that Hillary Clinton is too old or too brain damaged or too whatever to run the country. And we're in 2014, 2016, that's the election cycle. The conversations are already happening, folks. But wait till we get to the end of the year and flip over to 2015. So the true scoop is that after the New York Post had a really big day, a big sellout edition, and Karl Rove's comments were all over the place, then he kind of took them back a little bit by going on Fox and clarifying what he meant. Clarifying that it was about Hillary Clinton in the hospital for 30 days. Coming out with special, not infrared glasses like I have, but traumatic brain injury glasses. So people are saying, Rove, man, you are a gutter politician. That's what it's all about. And I say, you know, that's part of the planting, she's going to be too old. This is now 8 years later, blah, blah, blah. That's what it's about. So 17 months ago it happened. Clinton's spokespeople went crazy. Nick Merrill especially, he said, first they accuse her of faking it, now they're going to another extreme and they're flat out lying. They are lying. She does not have some sort of brain damage from a blood clot. He said she was discharged from the New York Presby Hospital after just 3 days. Rove kind of walked it back when he was on Fox. He said he stood by his concerns about her health, but he said he never used the phrase, never, 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 saying that she was brain damaged, just that she had a serious health episode, and that if you go through a serious health episode, it causes you to look at life a bit differently, and it was a serious deal. I mean, listen, Clinton will know. Clinton's got to release her medical records to clear the air anyway if she's a presidential candidate. Consultants who have worked on other White House campaigns know that. That they'll have to do that. If Clinton, by the way, would be, if she was elected, she'd be the oldest person to assume the presidency since Ronald Reagan, who was elected at the age of 69. She'd turn 69 on October 26, 2016. So they'll have to release the medical records. They'll do that. It's like when Reagan ran for re-election. It is true. The one thing that people thought about was his age and his health. So it's pretty sensitive. But, you know, today, what are they telling you? 70 is the new 50? When you're 50, you're really 25? And Reagan was 77 when he left the White House. But remember, toward the tail end of his second term, he was a little bit slower. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's years after he left office. But a longtime strategist for the Republicans, Ed Rollins, thought it was wrong for Rove to raise the issue now because Clinton appears to be pretty vigorous and active. Ba-dum-bump. So Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's where we start. You heard Hail to the Chief. John McCain, by the way, was 76 when he was the Republican presidential nominee in 2008. And he released his health records at the time. I don't know. The Republicans need to decide who's it. I'll tell you somebody who suddenly is bursting on the scene. And even if people say, well, I don't think he can run. And what about the Cuban background? Marco Rubio is lately been all over the place talking about a slew of things. He is definitely digging in. Now, does that mean, is he on the undercard for somebody? Is Is he flat out going to run, even though he says he's not going to run, or he poo-pooed that not too long ago? Sure. I mean, absolutely. It's the game, and it's manipulating the news cycles and getting as much bang for the buck as you can possibly get. But like Rand Paul, I think he knows he needs to circulate. If he's putting himself in the mix and proving he can be in the mix, then that's what he's trying to do. Get out there, have some things on the record, and have people thinking about him. Have people thinking about him. So, but then you ask yourself, Hillary Clinton gets it for the Democrats. Marco Rubio is maneuvering and talking about a couple of things that are hot points for him. And one of them was the whole climate change thing, which would endear him to some and would infuriate others in his own home state. Remember, Rubio said the other day, our climate is always changing. And what they have chosen to do is take a handful of decades of research and say that this is now evidence of a long-term trend that's directly and almost solely attributed to man-made activity. I don't agree with it. This was after the reams of data were released and the White House made a huge deal about it, all the research. And that either hurts or helps them, and it depends on, you know, who you're talking about. Because it was this week that two groups of scientists had assessments about what they said was the unstoppable melting of the Antarctic ice sheets, saying it's driven in part by human-caused global warming and threatening catastrophic rises in sea levels. And what's interesting is in 2008, Rubio presided over a unanimous vote in favor of directing the State Department of Environmental Protection to develop ground rules for companies to limit their carbon emissions. See, here's the thing. You can't hide from what you voted or pushed. Rubio, the following year, had a cap-and-trade system. He described it as inevitable and pronounced himself in favor of giving the Department of Environmental Protection a mandate that they go out and design a cap and trade or carbon tax program. He even hired a leading climate change expert from MIT to talk to some of the lawmakers. So it's tough for him to put distance between himself and this when people dig a little bit further. I don't think he's going to be the nominee anyway. But we're between Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul. Who do you think would get it today? 855-266-5283. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
In this new century, most people will live longer and voluntarily work longer. And many people will change jobs countless times, often in business for themselves or working for companies that do not offer retirement savings plans or pensions. These seniors have already paid their fair share, and we shouldn't punish them for choosing to keep working rather than immediately cashing in.
Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, who is eyeballing a race for president. They're talking about the demographic that so many want because they'll go out and vote. And we're talking about the older demographics. It grows, it swells, the baby boomers. So is he electable? There are a couple of questions in those directions, but I heard he does, no matter what he's saying, he's very, very interested. Now's the time to pump yourself up if you're going to make a run for the White House, certainly on the Republican side. One thing he'd have to address is the immigration deal. The feds releasing hundreds of illegal immigrant, drunk drivers, sex crime convicted people, murderers. I mean, these are the facts. These are the numbers. And it's not, it seems to me that with the 36,000 criminals freed when they were awaiting deportation, something is wrong with that. Oh, well, we gotta release them. What'd they do? And I did this on the other show, but so many of you asked for more specifics on it that I'll say. This is a report that came out by the Center for Immigration Studies. We've had a bunch of the people on the show. The ICE people, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, released specifically 36,007 convicted criminal aliens who were waiting to see what was going to happen in their deportation hearing. What did they do? 193 homicide convictions, murder, 426 sexual assault convictions of some sort, 303 kidnapping convictions, 1,075 aggravated assault convictions. 16,000 drunk or drugged driving convictions, and then 303 flight escape convictions. So, you know, it is shocking. It is shocking, and I can see why you wanted to hear what the numbers were again. Not good. Why? What's the deal with the mandatory release? And that accounts for over 75% of the homicides that were listed. That were listed. And what ICE says in response is not a good thing. They're admitting to having had to release 25% of the murder convicts listed by their own choice. I mean, that's alarming. It is. What's the justification for freeing a murderer who's being deported? What's the justification? I don't see it. We just decided we were going to do it. We had no more room. What? I mean, listen, get over this. This is not acceptable to tell us this is what you're doing. In the country, illegal, convicted of murder, releasing. Say it again. In the country for murder, not having to serve any time, being released. I don't even understand this. You see what happened with Amanda Knox? Any of us in any of these situations in another country, we are goners. We are goners. But not here. Not here. 35%, they say, of all federal prison inmates are illegals. That tells you something. When are we going to ever start protecting Americans? How about Americans? What's going on with true Americans, people that are from this country or are legally in this country? I mean, it's just shocking. It is. It's shocking. How can you explain it? Well, here we have the highest percentage of population in prison than any other country in the world. And we know that. But yet, the other part of this is that we, while the prisons are littered with illegal immigrants, we release them. That's crazy. And the number? What do you think the number is? I love it when they say the low number. Oh, 11 million illegal immigrants. It's not 11 million. Why don't you multiply that? Why don't you multiply that number? I say it's at least 18, could be more. Could be more than that. 18 million. Got to cut off the spigot. Got to cut it off. It's weak. So weak what we've been doing. And this is one issue where I think people do care about the issue and it has to be addressed. Whenever there are these debates and they think of, well, what are the issues? What are we talking about? For goodness sake, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this report and how many criminals were released and why were they released knowingly. Knowingly they were convicted. So it's not like some surprise. Whoops, one of them got through. It's not. It goes much deeper than that. In the meantime, Boko Haram, which we've talked about a lot here in America Tonight, they're getting ready to announce the list of what they will take in exchange for the Nigerian kidnapped girls. They want a list of key militants freed before they start doing it. They've already flipped the girls that aren't to Islam. So for the schoolgirl hostages, they definitely say that there is an Islamic cleric from northern Nigeria who's going to be authorized to negotiate with the Nigerian government And they're looking for a freed prisoner for every one of the kidnapped girls. Every one of them. And they expect that to happen. And they're going to reveal that list later in the day. And spell it out. This is what we want. One for one. One for one. You know, Boko Haram has been around since the 1990s. And now the government is right in the middle of this. Right in the middle of this. I mean, this group is ruthless. They wouldn't hesitate to start slaughtering any of the kidnapped girls at the first sign of any rescue attempt. Special forces, American, British, unless you're the Ninja Turtles, you're not getting in. And we have incredible guys. They're not getting in here. The hostages are thought to have been split up into several groups. And if a rescue attempt was led against one, it would probably lead to some kind of blowback against the others. You cannot underestimate this group. Cannot underestimate them. And are they willing to release the worst of the worst for one at a time for one hostage? They got to find the group. They have to find the group. You know, this has happened before. Because even the group of some of the detainees that they want released, the Boko Haram suspects, a big group of them are a gang accused of kidnapping and killing 28-year-old Chris McManus, a British engineer who was abducted along with an Italian colleague in northern Nigeria in May of 2011. They were killed by the people who captured them during a rescue attempt 10 months later by a joint force of Nigerian troops and British special forces. So they are definitely no one to be trifled with. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, by the numbers, we can count.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
Coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, we talk to Sports Illustrated editor Stephen Canella about a really cool book called Any Given Number, The Ultimate Sports Debate, Who Wore It Best from 00 to 99. And it, you know, you think of numbers and how big numbers are to athletes and who wore them and why they wanted them. And then numbers being retired can always be controversial, and it's a really good, good book for anybody who's a sports fan or a fan of the numbers. And speaking of numbers, it's time for another edition of We Can Count. Can count. Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Clippers 105-104, but there was some controversy in this game 5. Here's what happened. With the Clippers leading 104-97, with 44 seconds left, the Thunder closed with an 8-0 run. They were closing in, including 3 free throws by Russell Westbrook to clinch the win and take that lead, But as the, I mean, they shouldn't have let him back in the first place. There's no question about that. However, now with this lead and misses and, you know, the messes and of the game, a couple of things happened. By not controlling the pace, the Clippers never trailing in the until the second half, until the final seconds, with the free throw that happened and the disappointment. I mean, just, I think it just doesn't get any better than this, to be honest. Of course you're going to talk about, oh, this, we got ripped off, and which is what happened the last time, another stunning conclusion. So you have Doc Rivers, the coach, saying we got robbed with this last-minute rally. Last time around, you had Oklahoma City saying we got robbed with the last minute, you know, what happened in the last minute of that one. So I guess it's tit for tat, and it's not, it's sort of not surprising that, you know, what's happened here. They're talking about, they're looking at the tape to see if one of the calls was missed. And that's what led to actually having the whole free throw thing. Was it a foul or not? I mean, is a hand part of the ball? It's all having to do with foul shots. As I said, the foul shots at the tail end of the game. So is it the ref's fault down the stretch? Is it the right call? Yada, yada. You get it. Russia. We move from sports to Russia, banning the U.S. from the space station in retaliation for the sanctions that have been leveled at them. This is a shocker. I don't think the U.S. expected this. In fact, you can count on the U.S. not really expecting this. Don't they ever look at the options and know, okay, what can Russia possibly do to us? So the deputy prime minister for Russia, Dmitry Rogozin, said that they would reject a U.S. request to prolong the orbiting station use beyond 2020. They're also barring Washington from using Russian-made rocket engines to launch military satellites. Well, we'll just throw them in there. Where they made a comment about we could use a trampoline and bounce them up into space. Washington wants to keep the $100 billion 15-nation space station project in use until at least 2024, 4 years beyond the previous target, and the Russians are saying no thank you. We are definitely in a chill period with the Russians. And since we really scuttled the space shuttle project, the only way we can hitch a ride is for $60 million with the Russians. So we had some problems here. From the Russian rocket to getting the ride to the space station shutting down, it's not looking good. Let's put it that way. Not looking good. And in the game of who's zooming who and who's running for president, Ted Cruz, not to be one-upped by Rand Paul, is making a visit to the Ukraine. He's making that visit this month. He's going to meet with leaders of the protest movement that forced out the country's pro-Russian president. He's mentioned, of course, as a White House contender. He's going to visit other European countries and Israel on a trip that is all about building up foreign policy credentials. You would have to say that. The office, his office, says the visit's going to include a meeting with those people in the Ukraine scheduled before the May 25th presidential vote. And remember, Cruz is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. The trip is sponsored by Secure America Now, a conservative foreign policy group, and Cruz will be the only lawmaker on the trip. So he's the only one doing that. It'll be interesting to see. I think he'll get a bunch of press for it. It'll be interesting to see the kind of coverage he gets coming out of the Ukraine. Should be pretty positive. How about this story? In 2010, you remember Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, the man behind Facebook, announcing a big donation to New Jersey schools. And apparently that donation really didn't do much. $100 million. Remember, Oprah Winfrey announced it in that booming voice when she was giving away anything. The place went crazy. He was donating that to the horrible public school system in Newark. 4 years later, it turns out the gift that was praised by Governor Chris Christie and then the Newark mayor, it was Cory Booker at the time, has been squandered. The New Yorker magazine revealed that more than $20 million of the donation and matching gifts went to Big Bucks consultants in public relations, teacher evaluation, and data analysis. And the student performance has barely moved. The average pay for a consultant, oh, all of us are in the wrong business, $1,000. So they paid the consultants. That's ridiculous. Oh, I'm sure learning that story cannot make him feel good. Can't make him feel good. That's crazy. That is crazy. Because how is that helping any of those kids? We're going to hire consultants to tell us the things that we need to do that we're already not doing now, and how we're going to have to figure out a way that we can do it. What? How about this? Sean Penn. Could there be a more liberal actor? He was tight with Hugo the Butcher Chavez, who caused all kinds of problems in Venezuela, who's no longer with us. Sean Penn is going to spend some time with the top Republicans on the Hill. He's going to appear with some next weekend at the Champions of Jewish Values International Awards. He's being honored for his work in saving the life of Jacob Oricher, a Hasidic Jew who was unjustly accused and rotting in a Bolivian jail for 3 years. That's part of the connection there. And you think of this Republican group. In 2007, the Huffington Post published an open letter by Penn to then-President George W. Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, in which he wrote that they were villainous and criminally obscene people, obscene human beings, incompetent even to fulfill your own self-serving agenda, while tragically neglectful and destructive of ours and our country. And that letter appeared 4.5 years after Penn paid $56,000 to take out an ad in the Washington Post, where he put that letter together to Bush for his decisions following the 9/11 terrorist attacks, too. So he's getting the Champion of Jewish Justice Award in New York. And guess who's hosting it? Billionaire casino mogul and massive GOP donor Sheldon Adelson, along with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who's supposed to be there, Texas Governor Rick Perry, lots and lots of Republicans. Oh, that conversation could be interesting, don't you think? Coming up next on America Tonight, as we wrap up, we can count, as I mentioned before, we're going to talk to Steve Canella, editor, Sports Illustrated, about the numbers game, the new Coffee Table Cool book that is out talking about the big debate over who deserves to have the number retired. And when you think of the number, you think of them, like the number 30, Nolan Ryan's number. Think of what Nolan Ryan did, 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Struck out more batters than any pitcher in history, 5,714. But boy, a lot of others have worn that. Stephen Curry in the NBA, Kenny Smith in the NBA, Terrell Davis in the NFL, NHL Martin Brodeur. I think Nolan Ryan gets it. Stay with us. Yeah.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome to America Tonight. We talk about a lot of things on this show, of course, and one of them is sports. This is a big passion of mine. I used to fly with the Dallas Cowboys, and I was on WFAN in New York City. So there's a book out, Sports Illustrated, The Ultimate Sports Debate, Who Wore It Best from 00 to 99. Who were those athletes? Steve Cannella, the editor of this incredible book. It is. It's a beautiful book, and we always argue about the numbers. It's funny. And numbers are so important to athletes. Hey, Stephen, thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So what was the impetus for this? How did you decide, you know what, this would be a good thing to write about? I think there'd be some big interest in it.
It's funny. This is an idea that we've been kicking around here for years, to tell you the truth. Once we actually put it together, we were wondering, kicking ourselves, wondering why it took so long for us to actually pull it together. This is just one of those things that if you're a sports fan, it's one of those debates that you just have. It's, numbers from the time we're in Little League. I coached my son in Little League, and, a couple weeks ago we passed out jerseys, and you've never seen these kids more engaged, more excited, and more argumentative than when they were picking their number. These numbers matter to athletes. These numbers, stick in our minds as fans. You always will remember the number of your favorite player. I guarantee that a lot of listeners out there, your your email passwords probably have a jersey number somewhere in there. It's one of those things that sticks in your mind, and it's one of those things that's just a connection to both individual players and to sports as a whole. So we just would often have this debate: hey, who is the greatest 32? Who is the greatest 28? And it's, you know, once you dive in, you realize how hard these arguments are. Not just because it's tough to debate, you know, across sports. You know, how do you compare what a quarterback does to, you know, what a left fielder does to what a point guard does? You know, really, when you come down to it, there's no right answer. There's no right wrong answer. It's just a very fun way to talk about sports, and we thought this would be a great thing to do in book form.
Yeah, and so you broke it down to, just like a lot of times, depending on what the sport is, you know, 10 to 19, 20 to 29, 70 to 79. I mean, this is a big question, but of all the numbers, like you said, and you debate it back and forth, it's hilarious. I love it. Like 51, Randy Johnson, Dick Butkus, Suzuki, Trevor Hoffman. That's pretty tough, and there was a long list with 51. How did you decide, you know, when you went through it, how did you decide the setup, the debate, and what was ultimately the toughest number?
Well, the setup was, you know, built around the fact that as we were kicking around ideas on how to set up this book, and we knew we wanted to somehow, you know, arrive at a pick at each number. We knew going in we wanted to pick, you know, our idea of the best at each number. And we realized there were, you know, three or four of us working on it, and we would even ask other people to come in. We realized it was really hard to agree. And we realized, you know what, let's make these debates the heart and soul of this book. And we, you know, the debates, there's a debate at each number, and that gives us a chance to make the case for some of these all-time greats. They're battling out over the same number. And, you know, you're right, you know, 51's a good example. There's some greats there. For us, the deepest number and the most difficult decision to make was number 32. We're talking about Sandy Koufax, Magic Johnson, and Jim Brown were sort of our three finalists. Now, that's hard enough to choose out of that group, but look at the guys that we're not even entering into the debate there. Steve Carlton, Carl Malone, Kevin McHale, Marcus Allen, Franco Harris, O.J. Simpson, you know, in his prime was a 32. It's easy to forget that. Ultimately, we came down on the side of Jim Brown, the great Cleveland Browns running back, arguably the greatest running back of all time, and we felt like he beat out Koufax and Johnson in terms of individual achievements. But it's really what it comes down to is, you know, there are no losers in these debates. The point is the debate, and that's the fun part of this book.
Do you have a favorite number when you were doing this in your head? Do you have a favorite number?
Sort of. I'm not sure why, but going back to Little League, whenever my first year of Little League, I got handed number 4 for whatever reason, and that's just what I stuck through all through any sport I played all the way through high school. I always picked number 4 whenever I could. So sort of in the back of my mind, number 4 has always been a favorite of mine, although I have to say 32 also has a soft spot because my favorite player growing up was Steve Carlton. When he was pitching for the Phillies, he wore 32, and he's another guy who wasn't even able to crack the debate at that very deep number.
I love it. Steve Carlton was my favorite growing up, too. I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and on my wall I have Steve signed a thing for me, and somebody did a portrait, and I've got it, and that was my favorite number because I like those Phillies. Isn't that funny that we have the same player?
I was a righty, he was a lefty, but I still mirrored my windup after him for a while. Didn't work out as well for me as it did for him, though.
Yeah, you got to love it. Hey, in the back of the book, too, I thought this was... Because what about people who don't have numbers? What about Tiger Woods and Payne Stewart and Tark the Shark and Bear Bryant and all of that? And how did you just decide, hey, there's some people we don't want to leave out, like other people that have certain distinctions? Like with Tiger Woods, you did the red shirt.
Yeah, it wasn't so much people that we didn't want to leave out as it was, you know, we realized, you know, we call that page, that collection, Marks of Distinction. And we realized that for a lot of people, a lot of athletes or, you know, coaches included, there were these non-number signifiers that were as instantly recognizable as, you know, Bobby Orr's number 4 or Babe Ruth's number 3. And, you know, we just thought it would be a fun way to sort of work in some of these guys who don't wear numbers. Golfers don't have numbers. But if you see a red shirt on Sunday, you know that's Tiger Woods. If you saw a coach chewing a towel on the sideline, you knew that was Jerry Tarkanian. And if you saw a guy in a red sweater throwing a chair on the sideline during a college basketball game, you knew right away that was Bobby Knight. Maybe as much for the chair as much for the sweater, but we chose the sweater as his mark. And again, these non-number signifiers sort of boil down to exactly what jersey numbers are in terms of, you know, it's not just a way for fans to identify the players as they're running around on the field or on the court. It's a connection, and you connect with these guys as much, you know, with their numbers as much as you do with what they do on the floor or on the court. And this was just another fun way, whether it was those sweaters or Payne Stewart's knickers or Bjorn Borg's headband, just another fun way to get at that connection between fans and athletes.
And we're speaking with Steve Cannella, editor for this great book. It's beautiful, too, by the way, the pictures and whatnot. Sports Illustrated, Any Given Number, the Ultimate Sports Debate. I agree. There's always a lot of debate about numbers. So a couple of questions. What's the least worn numbers that you came across, like for the NHL, the NFL especially, I think?
The least worn in the NFL. There haven't been a lot of zeros. Jim Otto, the great Raiders center, was, I believe, the last guy to wear double zero in the NFL. And the NFL, they outlawed it in the early 70s. I'm not exactly sure why. There's one other guy, Ken Burrow, who wore it. I think they're the only two guys who wore zero in the NFL. So that's a number you don't see very much in the NFL. The NFL is interesting, though, because their numbers, more than other sports, their numbers are so broken down by position. So it's interesting to see. You can trace an NFL depth chart as you flip through this book. You have a lot of quarterbacks, you know, in the low numbers up through 20, number 12 is totally dominated by quarterbacks. And then once you get up into the numbers in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, those are kind of numbers, the kind of numbers that athletes in other sports don't often choose. So you're going to get pretty deep into some offensive and defensive linemen and some linebackers in the 50s, 60s, 70s. So if you're an NFL fan, that's where you're going to want to flip to first.
Yeah, how come more than half of the 100 top spots are NFL players? Is that because the NFL is number one of all the sports? NFL is number one?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably part of it, although this book does span, you know, this book, it doesn't span all of sports history. It spans back to roughly the 20s that the New York Yankees were the first team to wear numbers on their uniforms. They started doing it in the late 20s and early 30s. So we're going back that far. So, you know, for a lot of this history that we're tracing, the NFL was not the number one sport. Baseball was the number one sport, for much of the 20th century. But I think the NFL really takes over in this debate because, as I said, there are a lot of numbers. They're vast stretches, 50s, 60s, 70s, where we really had a hard time finding non-NFL guys who were candidates, or, you know, good solid candidates at those numbers. There are not a lot of baseball players wearing numbers in the 70s. There are not a lot of hockey players other than, Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr wearing numbers in the 60s, whereas you knew you had a pool of good solid linebackers, offensive linemen, defensive linemen. Then once you get in the 80s, that's wide receiver territory. So I think the NFL is one sport where the numbers just seem to be spread out more over the 0 to 100 continuum. That doesn't happen in other sports.
Yeah, excellent book. It's beautiful. The pictures are fabulous. It's a great coffee table book, no doubt about it. Any Given Number, who wore it best? I love it. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Okay, thank you.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.